Good. We'll be discussing amongst other shalas tonight. In Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be discussing if one needs to stand during. We'll be starting Dinei Kriyas HaMegillah, and we'll be discussing amongst other shalas as to whether a person should. Is there any requirement to stand during Kriyas HaMegillah? That's one of the shalas we'll be discussing. We'll also be discussing the halachas in Mitzvah Hashem with regards to persons. If a person knows some of the Megillah by heart. It just because he does it every year. If he says a couple of words here, a couple of there words there, he wants to do. He said it by heart. Is that a problem or not? And we'll also be discussing Mitzvah Hashem if a person missed out a couple of words in the middle. He missed out reading a couple of words, a couple of letters in the middle. Is that a problem or not? These are the shaylas we'll be discussing amongst other shaylas too. Dine Kriyas HaMegillah, Sif Aleph, and Simen Tov, Resh Tzadik. Koyre Odom is HaMegillah. A person reads the Megillah, Bein Oymeid Uvein Yoshev. You can read the Megillah, you can be Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah, whether you are standing, Bein Oymeid, or whether you are sitting. Avo lo yikro betzibu Yoshev lechatchila, mipnei kvoid hatzibu. But the person reading for the Olam, a person gimoitzi others, he should be standing. Why is that? Mipnei kvoid hatzibur, because of the respect of the olam of the tzibur, you should be standing if you are moitzi others. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkoton Aleph, Ben Yoishev. So he said that really can be yoitzer Ben Oymedu Ben Yoishev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Miu habracha yivorich be'amida. The bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, should be said whilst standing. What about, so we're learning now that the bracha should be said standing. What about that's the chazan. He's referring to the chazan, obviously, who makes the bracha. What about the rest of the olam? Can the rest of the olam sit during the bracha? During the Megillah they can be sitting. So what about during the bracha? Sharetzin Tzivkot Aleph says, "I'm Machzor Shekel Shekama Shoyimim Abrocha." Kimi the Yoytzim Aladei Shmiya. Look at that interesting concept. Since the Olam is Yoytzer, the Shoyimim, the listeners, are Yoytzer through the Shmiya. Mishum Shomea Ka'oyne Tzirichim Gam Ken Lamoid. The Mishnah Berurah and Sharetzin is Mechadish that people, since they're doing Shomea Ka'oyne, they are Yoytzer the mitzvah Shomea Ka'oyne. So just like the Chazan should be standing when he makes the bracha, so similarly also, the tzibur, the listeners, they should also be standing when the chazan makes the bracha. But we don't see any requirement over here with regards to the tzibur to be standing during Kriyas HaMegillah. So again, what have we learned? We have learned that Koyre Odom is HaMegillah Ben Oymed Ben Yoshev, but a person, if he's reading for the tzibur, he should be standing. The chazan, he should be standing, because kvoid atzibu. And we're also learning that he should, and for the bracha as well, he should be standing. And we learned that since he has to stand for the bracha, the shoyimim also should be standing for the bracha. What about standing during the Megillah for the shoyimim, the listeners?
It's not necessary.
Not necessary?
It's not during the Kriyas HaMegillah, it's during the kvoid atzibu.
You're saying that since there's a kvoid atzibu, to be moitzi,
it's not during the Kriyas in the leaning itself, and therefore why should it
be different?
Why
should he be standing? The truth is that there is no, that you're 100% right, there is no requirement or even hiddur for the tzibur. I can't even find a hiddur for the tzibur to stand. Don't think there's a hiddur. I don't even think there's a hiddur. Certainly no aloch, it's nothing brought down over here. For the chazan is kvoid tzibur. Respect for the chazan is kvoid tzibur to be standing. And yes, for the brach we're learning, shomei ka'oine, for the shomim also, they should be standing. But as far as the tzibur is concerned, for the etzim kias and megillah, there is no hiddur. I don't think there's even a hiddur. Yeah.
If you've got a chazan who, in all other respects, is the most ideal person to lay the megillah, for the megillah, apart from the fact that he can't stand up for whatever reason, should he not be selected to be the chazan if there's somebody else that can lay the megillah but won't lay the megillah as well?
So
now, because of this accommodative consideration.
You see, that if he could, quote that simple, he can't stand.
Let's say he's got somebody who can't stand up.
He can't stand, but he's the regular.
He's the better
Bal Koyre.
Does the cover of the simple thing override the hiddur of having him?
It's a good shaila. I suppose it depends on circumstances. Depends how b'di'evet is the other. I mean, assuming there's no other cheshbonus of pegia b'chvoidu, etc. Assuming there's none of those shaila.
There's also a lechachiler, but the person who can't stand up
Yeah, that's a good shaila, and they'll be yotze either way.
Yeah.
It's a good shaila. What do you think about Isai? I'm assuming there's no shaila of being pagan is covered, etc. Assuming that's not a, not yeah. Yeah.
Says here, the lachachila, he should stand for
kol. Yeah.
So if he can't, then he doesn't have to.
Yeah. I mean, again, assuming that the other kia is also good kia. Depends, I suppose, how good is the other kia. How b'di'eved or lechatchil is the other kia. I suppose it has a lot to do with that. Well, there is some. Yes, there is some hidurim which do. Yes, there is some hidurim do apply. The question is which hidur overrides which other. It depends which level of b'di'eved is the other ba'al kairah. Yes. There is actually a shayla which I saw in the poskim if the tzibur can be moichel. It sounded to me a bit strange, but I saw in one of the contemporary poskim, can the tzibur be moichel? If there is, for instance, a great rav, a great dayan, who is unfortunately is old or he can't really stand anymore, he's quite similar to your shayla, and he can't actually stand anymore, but the olim want him to read the Megillah. Can they be moichel on the covered and say, you know, we're going to be all be moichel and let him do the Megillah. He's sitting. He hasn't got the kach anymore to stand. Does this work or not? Can a tzibur be moichel the covered? Interesting shaila. He reminds me of the tzorichin.
If they do, let's say they are moichel that covered. Is it proper for the kehila to stand while he makes the bracha sitting down? Or should it
be? No.
They should sit when he's
correct. Sitting. Definitely. Because of Shemiah Kohen. Certainly. Yeah. An interesting shayla of Shlomo Zalman addresses. What if a person is moitzi a tzibur of ladies?
Can't have a tzibur of ladies,
surely. Why not?
Tzibur means
you're making an assumption which may not, we're going to see Mitzvah at the end of the week, if this is correct or not, as to whether ladies can add to the tzibur to, with regards to Pesum and Ace. It's not, you may, it's a. Right, so the halachas with regards to a tzibur, stroke, minion of Megillah is different. And we're going to see that arguably, and there's shittas that hold that women are mitzaref. So it is different, because it's a concept of pirsum manis. We'll get to that image, I think it's Wednesday or Thursday.
But by themselves, women can't form a minion.
Good, okay. So, but let's say he's moitzi a tzibur, he's moitzi a group of ladies.
Okay.
Would he have to stand or not? Still, so Shlomo Zalman says there is no concept of kovad atzibur when it's a group of ladies. That's what he says. There's no concept of kovad atzibur. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, and he could be sitting. Hagar says the Ramah. The also lechazn likrois haMegillah at sheoimrim lo ikra. The chazn is not allowed to go up and start reading the Megillah before he says ka read. The Emma says, the Mishnah Berurah says, I mean, Sifkot and Gimel, the following. Also lechazn, the lehoitzi atzibu. If you're moitzi the tzibu, who, inyan covered, it's a kibbut, it's a respect, you're honoring somebody to be moitzi the tzibu. The ein roi le odom, lach lo covered le atzma, it's inappropriate for somebody to run after the covered. You don't just run and start being moitzi others. Kol zman shele kibdu, unless it's been somebody has mechabed him. You don't run to the amud. You don't run to it, you wait until somebody is mechabed you. This is if he's not established, if he's not the regular Baal Koire. If he's the regular Baal Koire, who's been appointed for that, and then you don't have to wait, you can just go up. I suppose it's Tichel Tzibur. But the emphasis, this halacha applies not only here, this halacha, which is actually based on a Mishnah, it's a Gemara, that you wait, if a regular, I don't know why this halacha is not so, some people are unaware of this. You don't run to the Amud. You wait until somebody asks you. And the Gemara says, you have to be asked three times. First time you have to say no. Second time you still say no. After a third time you say, okay, fine, I'll go for it. But you don't wait, you don't run for it. It's not the right thing. The Moshe Steinbuch has a shayla. What happens if there's nobody going? There's nobody going and everybody's looking at each other and nobody going. Then could be, it's an interesting shayla. What do you think then? If nobody's, you know, you look at each other, you know that when everybody's looking at each other and, you know, it's already a couple of minutes after, then it's, what do you think? Then you can go for it. Then go, you know, you don't have to wait. But generally, if there's a gaba in place, you wait, and he asks you once, and he asks you a second time, then eventually you can go. It's a gemara, it's a mishnah. Yeah. So here as well, the same halacha applies. You wait until you're asked, unless you have been appointed initially. Save base. You can have a few people reading simultaneously. Even two people, or even 10 people can read simultaneously in the Gillah. And they're Yoitza, and also people listening are also Yoitza. The Mishnah Berurah addresses a very important question. Normally, can you be Moitza? Is there such a attempt of two people reading something simultaneously, and you're still Yoitza? Why not? You're right. It doesn't normally work. Today, Kalalai Mishtamai, the Gemara says, you can't have two shofar at the same time. You can't have two tefillahs at the same time. Today, Kalalai Mishtamai. That's the famous Kashon Kaddish Yassim. How can it work? Because today, Kalalai Mishtamai. Normally, two simultaneous voices are not heard. So how does it work over here? How can you have two Baalei Korah? You know, you can't agree on the Baal Korah. He says, he's better. The other one says, no, he's better. He says, okay, fine, you know, read together. So it would work over here. Two Baalei Korah, even 10. So how does that work? Says the Mishnah Berurah, have gotten Dalet. V'loy amrin on the trei kololoi mishtame. We don't say two voices are not heard simultaneously. K'da amrin on le'in in Kiras HaTorah, like we say, Kiras HaTorah, you can't have two Baalei Korah simultaneously. V'shari ducht and other halach as well. You can't normally have two people reading simultaneously. So how come over here it's different? The kriyazu chaviva b'yoyis mipnei anes. This is based on the Gemara. That true, normally say we trei kololoi mishtamoi. Normally two voices are not heard. But when it's chaviva, the Gemara says, a huge chiddush. When it's chaviva, when it's very precious to the person, then actually can concentrate. He'll be able to differentiate between the two voices, then he can be yoytze. Over here, because of the chavivas of the nes, because the neses are precious to us, a person will be able to concentrate and identify the voice he wants to be Yoitza. And therefore, if two voices come simultaneously, two Baalei Korah, yes, you can be Yoitza, as opposed to other areas. V'yoiv Daiten, you'll be able to concentrate, Lishma Heitev, to listen carefully.
Does he have to hear the same voice all the way through, or can he swap from
if he doesn't get confused and he doesn't miss a word, yes, it could. The Mishnah Berurah addresses her. He says, "V'kim and shekhen, therefore, poshutu, it's self understood. Be magish be'atzmo, if he knows very well himself, shemevalbin le'akoylois, that the voices are, he's being disturbed and he's getting confused. V'shi'efshal lishmerkolate voice, and he can't listen to all the words and all the letters accurately. Bevada le'yotzi won't be yotzi. So it's true. Yes, in theory." Trei kola mishtam over here. In theory, two voices can be heard simultaneously over here. Because chaviv is anes, and if you're really concentrating on the Megillah, if two people saying it simultaneously, you will be able to be heard. But if you know yourself that I'm going to get, I go confused, I will get all confused, then you won't be heard. You could. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel needs a sense of introduction, that we have to realize that really Megillah is really from Megillah's Esther is from the Megillahs, and Megillahs of course is from Nach, it's from the Ksuvim, it's Nach, and therefore it's really from the Kisvei Kodesh, it's from the Kisvei Kodesh. Nevertheless, since the Megillah itself calls it an Igeres, a letter, the Megillah itself calls it a letter as opposed to a sefer. Therefore, there are some leniences which apply. It's a little bit different. It's not, hasn't got the same kedusha, hasn't got the same level, hasn't got the same kedusha than any other sforim. And some halachas are a little bit different, both with regards to the writing on the Megillah, and also other areas of halacha too. We'll see that it's a little bit different. It's all based on the fact that it's considered an igeres. It's a letter. So therefore, having said that, we can approach Sif Gimel, because it's different than a Sefer Torah. A person being Yoitza needs to read the entire Megillah, Tzorech Likroi Sokula, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Umitoich Haksav. And it needs to be from writing. Vim Koro Alper. And if somebody said the Megillah outside, by heart, lo yotzo. So say somebody knows the Megillah by heart, he can't be moitzi others, because he needs to be read from the Megillah. V'tzorich adz l'shulchan aruch. It needs to be shtekzuva kula. It needs to be written in its entirety. Lefana before him lechatchila. Lechatchila you need to have the entire Megillah writing in front of you. Aval b'di'evet. However, b'di'evet. Im hishmit ha'soifa. If the soifa left out b'emtza in the middle. Teivois. Letters. Afilu adchetzio. Even if half the Megillah is missing. Imagine that. Imagine that, you know, half the Megillah, V'korom ha'koyre alpeh, and you had a very, very professional expert balkoyre, who realized that half the Megillah is missing, and was able to just say it by heart. Half the Megillah, yotzo, he's yotze. Imagine that. Sofer wanted to get away with it, you know, because people normally checked Vayhi the first, and you check the Aseres in the back. So he thought that, you know, what's in the middle, people won't notice. So you check the Hamelachs in a couple of places, and then you think you're fine. So Sof wanted to save himself some klaf and some work. So he left out page in the middle. At chetzio, even if half the Megillah is missing, even if the half the Megillah is you're yoitza, assuming that the Baal Koyre said it all. So we're going to be focusing now on a little bit on the Megillah, as opposed to on the Baal Koyre, okay? Because the Megillah now, the Ramah continues, Avolim Hishmit Tchilosa or Soifa, continues the Ramah, it's based on Rishonim, that if the Megillah is lacking Tchilosa, the very beginning of the Megillah, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, Oy Soifa, the very, very end of the Megillah, Afida Me'uta, even a little bit, Lo Yotza. Lo yotza. The Ramah is machmir, and he says that it's not only, adchetza is not accurate, because you do need to realize that this beginning needs to be complete, and the end also needs to be, nothing must be missing there. And then he adds even an additional chumra, v'afilu b'emtzo, even in the middle, daf galo hishmet inyan sholem. If an inyan sholem is missing, that's also a problem. Shulchan Aruch said, 50% can be missing and you're fine. The Ramah says, you know, you need to make sure that the beginning is there, you need to make sure the end is there, and you need to make sure not 50%, that's overdone, and Inyan Shalem. Now we can all understand what the Inyan Shalem is, what we would call it nowadays in good English, a paragraph, something that is a concept and an idea on its own. If there's a pasuk here there missing, you're fine. But if the Ramah agrees to that, you're fine. But if the an Inyan is missing, that's when the Megillah is not kosher. I want to just re-emphasize that, just to get that clear. We are not discussing now the Baal Koyre. We're not discussing now the Baal Koyre. We are assuming the Baal Koyre is saying the very complete Megillah from beginning to end. He's not missing even one letter. We're just referring now specifically with regards to the actual Megillah. What's missing in the Megillah? We're not talking about the Baal Koyre for sure needs to say that. We'll address that later, Se'ifim. The Baal Koyre needs to say the whole map. We are saying that he can just make up, he just knows it by heart. Okay, yes, there was a question?
Yeah, when it says the tequila or the soap, does that mean just the first word or the last
that's
word?
That's a question, that's a machloek, is a poskim as well. Lemaisa, we're paskin a whole pasuk. Yeah. The Mishnah Bura. The Mishnah Bura in Sefkot Yud says the following: Avalim Hishmit, if he was missing, the Bazen Nirek is Sefer Chosa. This is considered a Sefer Chosa. If there is missing its very beginning or its very end, the Sefer is considered lacking. Masha Enkein, however, Benishmad by Posuk Bem, if there's just a Posuk missing in the middle, Ein Eloke Sefer Shalem, it's still considered a full, complete Sefer. Sheish Potoyos, but there's a mistake. Shein Medak Dikin Be Megillah Bazeh, Kozman Shetuz Enu Berubishel Megillah. That's the key Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot Yud. He explains to us, how can it be that you can have psukim missing in the middle and it's still kosher? How can that be? The answer is because it's an igeres. Of course, a Sefer Torah which is lacking, it's going to be whether it's in the middle, in the beginning, or then, it doesn't make a difference. Sefer Torah which is missing is posel. However, here it's different. Although it's from the ksuvim, it's different because it's an igeres. Therefore, if there is an Inyan Shalom which is missing, it's possible. If it's less than that, it's okay. Afilu Miuta says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Afilu Bemiuta, Efshad Afilu Bechoser, Rak Posu Grishnoi Achanami Adin. Ken, as we mentioned, if the first Posuk or the last Posuk is missing, it's a problem. V'dafkeshul Hishmet Inyan Shalom, The Behich, it says in Mishnah when you'd base, the Behich mit Inan Shalem, Nirik Sefer Chosse, if a whole Nirik Sefer Chosse, if it's considered a Sefer Chosse, lacking Sefer, if an Inan Shalem, if a whole Inan is missing. Okay.
The whole of the first Chosse, the whole of that.
Correct. No. 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 Even if partially the first Pasuk is missing. Correct. One letter, maybe not, but one word, yes. Yeah. Right. Okay. Sif Dalit. Excuse me. I have to finish off the Shulchan Aruch and end of Sif Gimel. Aval b'yoyse mechetzio. If it's more than half, afilu en ksuvois eloshem mitushtoshois ve'en rishumon nika psula. Says the Shulchan Aruch that if it's more than half, then afilu en ksuvois, even if they are written eloshem mitushtoshois, if it's smeared en rishumon nika, and the letters are not clearly recognizable, it's still possible. Yeah. Siv Dalet. Mi she toifes biyodim megillah she'eino ksheiram. If somebody has a Megillah which is not kosher, such as a Chumash, he's using a Chumash, lo yikra im shliach tzibu. You should not read together with the shliach tzibu. You're holding a Chumash, don't read together with the shliach tzibu. Elo shomea, just listen, v'shoisek, and be silent. Haga, v'chein lo yisayeh shum odom al peh lechazen. Don't help the chazan by saying by heart the words that he's about to say. V'lochein, and therefore, oison apsukim shekoyrin akol, those psukim that the kehila says, tzorich hachazan lachsoyer, the chazan needs to repeat them, but he cries some and to read them again, mitoich megillah kshay from kosher megillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see because it's really relevant. Shulchan Aruch says, if you are holding a megillah which is not kosher, a chumash, a rio, a seif, or whatever which has the megillah, don't, says the Shulchan Aruch, don't read it. Just listen to the chazan, and be yoytze through that. Don't read it yourself. Why not? Why does Shulchan Aruch say you shouldn't? That's right, because you're going to be reading from a Megillah which is not kosher, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah?
Did you spot an error?
Very good.
You can't correct.
Good. Good question. Very good question. What happens if you don't hear a word? The shliach tzibu, the baal koira, he said what you didn't hear. Does that mean that you can't use your chumash unless you've got a megillah kshera? Is that what he means? Right? You're quoting a mishnah which we learned last week in a couple of places. That on the contrary, we learned that you should precisely do that. If you're missing a word, you should take use your chumash. Yeah? So what is it? What's that? Precisely. That's exact. Very good. Will be a big problem. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Very interesting reason. Why is it? What's the Shulchan Aruch's reasoning? Why is it that you shouldn't read? Says the Shulchan Aruch the following. A very musadig word. Lo yikra, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel. The Shema Yitan Ashoimea Libo Elazea Koire, Vodol Ishliach Tzibu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there is a problem. You shouldn't be reading loud from your Chumash. Why not? Because maybe somebody's going to be listening to you. Imagine you are reading from your former Chumash. And so let's say even if you're reading from a Chumash, let's say even you are able to concentrate to the Baal Koira. If you are able to listen to the Baal Koira, then you're Yoitza, even if you read. But what happens to your neighbor, who is very politely, he's very bothered, he's driving him absolutely crazy, the fact that you are but he's being very polite, and he's not saying a word. But it could be that he's listening to you every word that you are saying. Well, if he's listening to what you are saying, is he Yoitza or not? He's not Yoitze. Why? Because you're not using a Megillah Kshera. So therefore, the reason why you must not read with the Baal Koira is not necessarily for your own sake, because you could still be listening to the Baal Koira. But the problem is that the person sitting next to you, he may be listening to you as opposed to the Baal Koira. And therefore, he's not going to be Yoitze the Mitzvah. That's what Mishnah Berurah means. Lo yikra the Shema Yitan HaShemea, another person, Libo Elazea Koira, V'lo Lishlach Tzibu. V'lefi Tam Zeh, according to this reason, Im Koira Rak Le'odom Echod, if you're just reading for one individual, Reshai Likro Yisim HaKoira, you're allowed to read with a Baal Koira, Mitoch Megillah Psula, Mitoch Chumash, you'd be allowed to. Aber ich mach mir in Zimmer mach mir bechol gavne. Le vishen neus in deite bekiosoi. Because the person will always concentrate on what he's saying himself. Wenn er maschkiach, wenn er schoi maschkiach zibu. You're not going to be concentrating about alkei. You're going to be concentrating on your own words. Kim and shoosik bekiosoi. Because you are yourself reading. So you're going to be concentrating on your own words. Yeah. So, Baaloch Lemaisim Mishnebura seems to be saying that Lechatchil Yishun, but Yevet, if you're reading the Megillah, the main reason why it's a problem is not for your own sake, but because of your neighbor, because he may be listening to you, and therefore you're Machshel him. Yeah.
So it's not just reading it one to one. Group of people, but they're far apart from each other, they can't hear each other.
Yeah, we'll be in Halacha then. Rabbi, so what do you think about this Shaila? Interesting Shaila. Large Beis Medrash, few people, spread out. The Baal Koireh reads the Megillah, and you want to say the Megillah yourself. And you know for a fact you can say it quiet enough that nobody will be disturbed. What will be the Halacha, Rabbi Sain?
If you've got a kosher Megillah,
it might not help. Yeah, oh, yeah, no, it does. Yeah, sure it does. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sure.
The question is, though, let's say nobody corrects, the God forbid the Baal Koireh makes a mistake, right? And the two guys who are up there with the kosher Megillah meant to correct him don't correct him.
Yeah.
Nobody else notices he's made a mistake. You've only got your chumash. Should you shout out and correct him or not?
Why should you not? Because you've got yourself a kosher Megillah. Why should you not correct him? What's the svar not to correct him? Yeah, but you still want to correct him for people who are the majority. Yes, for sure, yeah. By the way, it's very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this. I was wondering about that. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention the fact that two people are standing by the Shliach. It's brought down in the postgame. It's brought down in contemporary postgame. But the minig is an ancient minig that there's two people standing by the Baal Koireh. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, though.
They were here very proud of their place there. They would let this one.
Okay, but it's interesting. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it. But Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it. It's interesting. Don't know why, but it's an ancient minig. Ah, really? Nobody's standing there. Yeah, but it's brought down that one should. It's brought down. Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it. It's a minig. Right. Okay, well, we'll carry on. See if I had tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.